Most of you know Roger Wing. Roger's going to get up and share a little bit with us about CCOF. He oversees CCOF. But before he does, I just would like to encourage you, if you get a chance, get together with Roger this week if you need advice in any area. I really came to appreciate the depth of his ability to help in so many areas when he was in York. He came to the conference, and as you know, we're in this building program, and we needed to deal with the solicitors or the lawyers. And as I sat with the lawyers and Roger on one side, listening to them go back and forth, I thought, this guy knows what he's talking about. And because I didn't have a clue what they were talking about. And so there are people that sometimes you can be frustrated because the semicolon isn't in the right place on page 5 and nothing's going forward until that's done. But you know what? It needs to be. And I praise the Lord that for people that are detail-oriented. And Roger is very detailed-oriented, and he could really assist you in many things if you need help in financial areas or now even charity stuff. Now you're a little more versed in that charity stuff for the UK, but or any CCOF-related things. But I'll let Roger get up. But I just want you to know that it was just what a blessing he was for me in York. So take advantage of this time. He'll be here all week long. So.
Well, it's great to be here again. It's been about 3 years since I've been here, and this place gets more beautiful every time I come. And one of the things I've noticed is there's a lot of new faces from the last time I was here. So as Dave says, I really look forward to meeting each of you guys before we go. So I'm going to be looking for you. You look for me, and let's try to get to know each other before we leave. Pastor Chuck wanted me to extend his prayers and best wishes for you and for this conference. He'd love to be here, but it's a different chapter right now, and he's not able to attend, but he really prays for these conferences and for each of you guys and has a heart for what's going on here, and he wanted me to express that to you. I think the key thing that I want to share with you and that I hope you go away with is a sense that the role of CCOF is really to support, encourage, and assist you as pastors and to help your ministries. That really is my heart. It's really what I desire to do and what we feel the focus and mission of CCOF is. We've actually developed now a mission statement for CCOF, and I'm going to share a few things about that. But there's a fourfold mission that we have in CCOF. The first is to make resource material available from time to time that helps pastors and churches operate more effectively in what God has called them to do. We also assist churches that desire to become a part of the Calvary Chapel Fellowship of Churches. We want to help them, encourage them, assist them, make sure it's the right fit, as long as they're like-minded with Calvary Chapel doctrine and philosophy of ministry. But our goal, our heart is to encourage and assist new works get established. We do provide on-request assistance from time to time. If you're having some difficulties at your church, if there are issues, like Dave said, financial, legal, administrative, or pastoral issues, we're prepared to help you with that at CCOF. Just get in touch with us. And finally, we host the annual pastors' conference at Murrieta every year. And so those are the four things we do. Now, notice there's nothing in there about policing and overseeing and, you know, sniffing out problems at Calvary Chapel. We're not focused at doing that. It really is an assist and support role. So I'm available to provide counsel, support, encouragement, input, just a listening ear anytime you need it. And I can do that, I think, from both a pastoral and a very practical perspective. So if you have anything that you need, get in touch with me. My email, very easy, rogerwing@calvarychapel.com. So I encourage you to get in touch with me. Now, one of the questions we get is, well, is the application process changed at all? And for all intents and purposes, it hasn't. It's basically the same with a few minor adjustments. We encourage you to still work with the key liaisons that we've established at CCOF in the part of the world that you're established. So in the UK, it's Dave Sylvester, and Eastern Europe, Phil Metzger. Western Europe, it would be Nick Long and Robin Turner. And so keep those relationships established. What we're looking for is at the right time when we feel that it's the right time to start the application process, one of the changes we've made is the first contact is with us at CCOF. So when it's determined that you want to start the application process, make sure that I get an email. That can either come from the liaison pastor or from you directly. We'll send a contact sheet to you just so we get some basic information, so we get to know a little bit more about you. So it becomes a little more of a personal process. And then we know a little bit of the demographics of where you're at and in a better position to assist. Then what we want to do is get you hooked up with what we call a mentoring pastor, somebody who is as close as possible as we can get in an international setting, to come alongside, encourage, support, and assist you in the application process. We want to make it more relational, more one-on-one, more of an encouragement through the process. When you're done with the application process, and that is probably another change. We're requiring that everybody fill out a full application now. And I understand that that hasn't been necessarily the issue in the past. But for any new works, there'll be an application to fill out. And then when you're done with all of that, that all gets sent back to CCOF. I'll look at it and see where I can help. During the application process, I look at it as probably the one time when I have an opportunity to invest in you and your ministry, because now we're working hand in hand. After you get approved, I'll probably only get involved with you on a fellowship basis at a conference like this, or if a problem develops or you're requesting assistance. So it's a real opportunity for me to invest a little bit and share some things that I hope will help you get started and operate more effectively. Now, with a new Calvary, we're looking for a number of things. I call them the four C's. We're looking at the calling. Why do you want to be a Calvary? We're looking at the commitment. You know, what's your commitment to the calling? What's your commitment to a holy character and living a holy life? What's your commitment to the Word? What's your commitment to the leading of the Holy Spirit? We're looking at character. Is your life a reflection of the Lord you serve? And is it a model for the congregation you serve? And finally, we're looking at the chemistry. Is there a unity and a harmony that's being established here? We want to make sure that when a new Calvary gets approved, that it's a welcome addition into the community. I know so often, especially American pastors, they'll come over and plant a work and nobody even knows who they are. We don't really want that happening. We'd like to make sure that there's a unity and a harmony that's established, and there's no confusion when a new Calvary starts. We do want to foster and encourage fellowship. It's so important for you guys. It's not like Southern California where there's 100 Calvaries within a small radius. You know, there's can be hundreds of miles between where you have work. So we want to see that there is a fellowship established. I think two things that are really key to what we're trying to establish is assuring in international works that there is a fellowship and accountability in place. Because if you're out there really on your own, it can be very difficult. So we want to encourage and support that as much as possible. Another thing we're looking at is, are you legally established to operate as a church in the area that you're in? So we want to help you through that so there aren't problems later on. So that gives you a little idea of what the process is. And, again, we want to encourage and help you in any way we can in that. One of the things that I'd like to do before we leave this week, I've got some contact sheets. And if you're a non-U.S. pastor, senior pastor, who has not filled out one of these sheets at the York or VITA conferences, please get a hold of one of these, fill it out, and hand it in before you go. One of the problems we've had is international was not really kept on top of as much as it should have been. So we're really getting our arms around that. We want to make sure if you're an approved Calvary that we have you listed on the database and we can communicate with you on an ongoing basis. This will help us do that. And if you're just starting a Calvary or you have plans of starting a work in the future, fill one out as well and maybe just put a note on this and indicate that it's a future work, because we'd sort of like to get to know where works are being contemplated. So I want to make this available. I'll pass this out, and hopefully you guys can fill that out before we go. We are developing a new website, and one of the aspects of that is going to be a pastor's login section. So you're going to have a password to be able to get in there, and we can communicate with you on an ongoing basis. And we want to provide things that hopefully will assist you in your ministry as ministry resources, and also let you know what's going on. So things like when Pastor Chuck had his stroke, we can communicate to everybody about what's going on in that area. When there was the earthquake in Haiti, we can communicate with everybody about what's going on and where opportunities exist, as well as a lot of other areas that go on. So all of that can be accomplished if we have your correct contact information. So again, I want to encourage you, each of you, to let's touch base this week. I'd like to get to meet all of you and then see where we can help any way we can. And if you need have any questions, anything that I can help with while I'm here this week, please get a hold of me. So I'm just going to pass these out. Again, if you fit those categories of, if you didn't fill one out at Vita or York and you're a senior pastor, please fill one out. Or if you're starting a work, please fill one out. Thank you very much, guys.